This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed a bill designed to thwart President Obama's mandate that health insurance plans cover contraception. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill would have given employers the right to refuse contraceptive coverage if providing such coverage violated the employer's religious beliefs. Governor Nixon said Missouri law already provides that right and that a provision in the bill made it necessary for him to veto it.
This bill would allow insurance companies to impose their will and deny contraceptive coverage to women, even if women and their employers wanted it included.
Planned Parenthood officials are applauding Nixon's veto, stating in part that birth control is a pocketbook issue and should be fully covered by insurance. The bill's supporters call the governor's decision a blow to religious liberty and want lawmakers to override the veto this fall. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Nixon is wrapping up action on bills passed this year by state lawmakers. Today, he's expected to approve the few remaining bills. The deadline to sign or veto legislation is tomorrow. Among legislation awaiting action from the governor is a bill that reduces the disparity in prison sentences between people convicted of crack and powder cocaine crimes. Two other bills aim to streamline state regulations, requiring state agencies to review their rules every 5 years and eliminate those determined to be unnecessary. The review would include an analysis of whether the rule overlaps with any others, whether there's a less restrictive alternative, and whether the rule is still necessary. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill raised about $2.6 million for her re-election campaign during the past quarter, but spent nearly double that as she prepared for a fall advertising blitz. McCaskill's campaign said yesterday that the Missouri Democrat will report a bank balance of about $3.6 million when federal financial reports are due on Sunday. By laying out cash now to book TV time in the fall, McCaskill's campaign hopes to get the best value for its dollar. She can make the early ad buys because she faces no Democratic opposition in the August 7th primary. McCaskill's three Republican challengers will face off in the primaries: businessman John Bruner, Congressman Todd Akin, and former state treasurer Sarah Steelman. Columbia City leaders are asking City Council to approve significant changes to the city's benefits plans for new hires. The city is $117 million short of the $270 million it's committed to pay out in employee pensions, according to Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid. Now, the mayor's Pension Revision Task Force has come up with a possible solution. City Manager Mike Mathis says the plan would get pensions in a healthy position by 2032.
It gets us so close to the 80% that the industry standard for healthy. That's kind of the lowest point you can call a plan healthy. We will get to 80% over 20 years.
Representatives from the Columbia Fire and Police Departments say they've agreed to reduce benefits and eliminate 401A contributions for new employees, saving more than $43 million over 20 years. Meanwhile, new utility and general city employees would no longer have the 80 and out rule that allows them to retire when their age and years of service add up to 80. That would save $9.5 million. The city council will consider the plan on Monday. If approved, it would go into effect on October 1st. Missouri is in the midst of the worst drought since 1988. That was the buzz on MU campus yesterday as more than 200 farmers and researchers gathered for the annual Pest Management Field Day. Although they came to learn about the latest research on pesticides and herbicides, conversation frequently turned to the bone-dry conditions on Missouri's farms. Camille Phillips has more.
On Monday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 60% of the corn crop in Missouri is in poor condition. That's no surprise to Billy Teal. He farms corn and soybeans in central Missouri.
The drought's hitting us pretty hard. It's the hardest I've seen it. We're really hurting on corn. We're hoping to catch a rain, keep beans alive till later in August. We're not going to have half a crop.
Teal is also the president of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. He says corn farmers across the state are in about as bad of shape as his farm, with a possible exception of the very northwest corner. George Topel of Sweet Springs, Missouri, echoes Teal's sentiments.
Corn is really hurting. If we got a lot of rain nearby, we still have a crop of corn. And the beans, I'm concerned, they'll die before the rain comes here.
Topel's here to learn about controlling the weeds that have sprung up in his soybeans due to uneven growth. But if the weather doesn't turn soon, he won't have much of a crop no matter what spray he uses.
We don't have any irrigation facilities, so just waiting on the good Lord.
On Wednesday, the National Weather Service declared almost all of Missouri to be in a moderate to extreme drought, leaving farmers like Teal and George Topol with their eyes on the sky, hoping for rain to come in time for them to salvage part of their crop. I'm Camille Phillips.
A prosecutor from Jackson County has been nominated to be the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Missouri. President Obama tapped Angela Tammy Dixon yesterday to be the top federal prosecutor in Kansas City. Dickinson has been chief trial assistant for the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office since 2002. The Western District covers 66 counties, including Columbia and Jefferson City. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.